All right, welcome back to the Yero Podcast, episode 88. You're joined by myself, Jamie, and our special guest, O'Shea, who exactly 1 year ago already came on this podcast, and he's here exactly a year again. His last episode was 4th of May, 2024. This is releasing on 4th of May, 2025. So, O'Shea.
Yo, what up?
It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you guys too. It's been a whole heck of a year.
It's been a whole year. I haven't seen you in a whole year. It's exactly. Nice to see your face again.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah. Didn't we interview in the old studio as well?
Nah. Oh, did we?
Like the old one. Like not in here.
Avondale.
Yeah, that was where we first interviewed you. That whole building's gone now.
Is it really?
I drove past it like a week ago. The whole thing's gone.
Even the shops.
Everything, bro. They're putting apartments there.
Oh. Bro, that's crazy to think that like our old studio is just like abolished.
Yeah, we're in a good studio now.
All
but
the memories just gone.
All the memories, man. Damn. I got a lot to get through. We're gonna ask some questions that we asked you last year and see if the answers are different or the same. We've got a movie of the week. We got one of my personal favorites, which is Jamie's love life of the week. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I've got a cool conspiracy to talk to you about and another segment, a small segment towards the end, which is new. I want to introduce you to, but we're going to start off with the first one. You want to take it away?
Let's get it.
First one.
How's your week?
Oh, okay. Yeah. How was your weekend week?
It's Thursday. Week? So let's say, yeah, your weekend that you just had and Thursday. Why are you laughing? What's going on?
It's good. It's good. You know, I've never been asked, like, how was the weekend? How was the weekend?
Have you ever done, like, one of those videos, like, day in the life of a content creator?
I've never done that.
Have you seen those videos?
Yeah, I've seen those. I know what those are.
Will you do one?
I would not.
I feel like yours would be pretty funny, bro.
I would not.
Day in the life of O'Shea Murphy. I want
to
see it.
If I was to do it, it would be, like, for the laughs or be funny. I don't know. I'll put comedy into it. Anyway, how's your guys?
Oh, you got to go first. We asked you. How's your week?
It's been good, man. It's been good. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I've been pretty busy. Waking up, watching Netflix, going back to sleep, doing all those shares. But like, how about you guys, bro?
Jamie?
Yeah, good, bro. Good fucking work. Life.
Life.
Life. I'm good. I actually resigned from my job.
Wait, what?
I'm on a new journey. I have a bit more free time after a little bit, but I'm looking for a new job. I've got something lined up, but I just need a bit of a change. So at the moment, I won't be a preschool teacher anymore, but I might do something along the lines of it, similar.
You should work in a prison.
Huh? Why?
I feel like you would suit in.
Why?
That just sounds... You would be perfect going from early childcare... Shit, to prison work.
What do you
think?
Have
you seen Prison Break?
I lived twice.
Twice, right?
Twice, so, like, bro. I do not want
to
be.
Really inspired.
No,
to be,
it definitely does not. Why do you think I make a good prison guard?
Yep.
Do you reckon? Maybe. Okay, we're gonna get into the juicy stuff.
Yeah. Let's go.
So last year, I asked you. Me and Jamie shared some questions with you, and you gave us some answers. So we're going to take turns asking these questions. We're going to ask you the question, and then we're going to give you the answer you told us last year. And then you tell us if the answer's changed or not. So I'll ask the first one. I asked you what shows you like to watch, and you told me K-drama. Is that the same?
I did not say that.
You did.
I didn't really say
you
that.
You said that.
I actually lucky remember that as well.
You said K-drama.
Did I say like a show? Or?
You just said, I'm really enjoying like K-dramas. Is
I
it the
like
same?
I feel like you're taking the piss a bit as well though, to be honest.
Is it the same?
Nah, it's not the same, bro. Okay. It's not the same.
Okay, what is it? What kind of shows do you like to watch? The next question is TV shows. So just tell us like a genre of shows you like or like...
Sci-fi.
You like sci-fi.
Sci-fi, horror, and there's...
K-drama? No K-drama? So O'Shea Murphy doesn't like K-drama?
Jap dramas, bro.
Kiwi dramas. No, I'm lying. It's just sci-fi, horror, and mystery.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And you asked that one.
Favorite shows? last time you said Flash, Avatar,
The Last Airbender.
Oh, Airbender and 13 Reasons Why.
Yep, that's what you told us last year. Interesting
choice.
Is that the same?
Two of them are the same.
Which one do you think is not the same?
I reckon 13 Reasons Why is, and I reckon Avatar is, Flash isn't.
I know Flash for sure isn't, because I've seen your videos.
What?
No, Flash is, sorry. Flash is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Flash 100% is, and I think Avatar The Last Airbender is.
13 Reasons Why and The Flash.
Okay. Oh. So why is Avatar The Last Airbender not your favorite anymore?
Was it the animated version?
You said animated.
I mean, I like it, but I moved on.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like back...
better things.
Yeah, better things.
Last year, I asked you how many followers you have in total of everything, and you said 300K. Is it the same? Or is it different?
Honestly, it's like kind of the same. I kind of like... I don't know why it's the same.
That's fine.
It's like 10K more.
That's 10K good. More. Okay.
I don't know how
so 310K.
Is. Game yeah. is game.
Yeah.
And then...
Much.
Dream collabs. Last time you said Jimmy Jackson and Oost Gang.
Changed.
Yeah. Can I guess who I think it is now?
Guess.
I think Theo Shakes and PK Hector.
I have a feeling someone is, one of them is Speed. I chose Speed.
I know Theo Shakes is definitely one of them.
Wait, really?
Why is it Speed?
I feel like you and Speed collab would go crazy, bro. That would actually be fucking... Fuck Jimmy Jackson, bro. Fuck Jimmy Jackson. Get O'Shea in there, bro. That would actually be so much better.
Oh, you're reaching for the stars, dude.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Like, that's like big...
What is it? What is it?
Dream big.
Yep. Theo Shakes and... It's just content creators, right?
Yeah.
Any creator.
Let's say NZ content. Oh, no, ain't content creators. Anyone. You say Speed if you want.
Nah. Not Speed. If there was an opportunity, of course I'd take it. But I don't know. Just Theo Shakes on my mind at the moment.
What about Jimmy Jackson and Oost Gang? Have you done?
Not Jimmy Jackson. I don't know. He looks like a busy man. Oost Gang, he looks like a busy man too, but I'll do Oost Gang still.
Oost Gang still.
Bro, is it just me or like Jimmy Jackson feels a bit hated in New Zealand at the moment? No.
Uh-huh. I've actually never like I haven't seen his content for a while.
Yeah, probably. Neither. I only see ads.
I know he did the Costco, I think I saw recently. I had a good chat with him at the Minecraft premiere, actually.
Did you?
Because I first saw him at his Alien Addiction premiere.
Yeah.
So he didn't recognize me. I said to him, like, you won't recognize me, but I went to the Alien Addiction. He was like, awesome, bro. And we talked about the movie slightly. But, he seems like a real chill guy.
I have that movie on Apple TV. Now you can buy movies like the iTunes.
Yeah, Minecraft movie.
Yeah. Oh, I bought the Alien Addiction.
Oh yeah. That's I think that's the only. Oh no, Minecraft.
Is it a good movie?
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's very comedic.
Like it's not top tier New Zealand film, but like it's pretty good. My brother's like got it on DVD.
Oh shit!
When it first came out, they didn't make many copies, and he's got like a DVD copy, I think. Mm. But yeah, the last one. Was I asked you, would you ever do merch? And you told me at 1 million followers, you're going to do merch. Is that still stand by that?
1 million followers, man. That's all I have to take.
So 1 million followers in total or like on a specific like social media?
Nah, like specific. Not in total. Like I want like 1 million followers.
On TikTok?
TikTok or Instagram.
All right. As soon as you get 1 million followers in either of them, you're going to make merch. Say it right now to the audience.
When I reach 1 million followers on either platform, I will make merch.
And we're getting free merch.
You guys will be getting free merch if you guys become my models.
Okay.
Oh, yo, guys become a model.
I'm always keen to be a model.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Sweet. That's the deal.
Those are some of the questions that I picked out when I listened back to your episode. We'll ask some more a little bit down the line. We're going to really quickly go to a quick segment, which is called Movie of the Week. Normally obviously you weren't here last week, but you know how we used to do like a spinning wheel.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do what's relevant. What lights come out this week. Last week, I think we talked about possibly Minecraft. Maybe I can't remember, but I just want to say I watched the Thunderbolts last night. That's one of the best Marvel movies I've ever seen. I actually think you'll really like it.
The Thunderbolts.
The Thunderbolts.
Apparently like the end credits. scene is
isn't the Thunderbolts that film?
So cool.
It is. Have you? Do you want me to spoil it?
Yeah, spoil it.
But if you don't want to listen, don't listen. It's the Fantastic Four is the end credit scene. But that movie is so
good. What?
For
real?
Yeah, well, you don't see them. You see their spaceship.
Yeah, right, right.
But you don't have to watch any other Marvel movie before it to understand this. It feels like its own thing. Like, it's a bunch of, like, reject heroes that are just rejected by the world. They've got horrible pasts, and they just come together.
The Feastables.
Thunderbolts. You know what it's called, brother.
The Thunderbolts.
The Feastables.
But no, it's really good. It doesn't even feel like a Marvel movie, honestly.
Okay.
It's really good.
When's it, like, is it out in cinemas at the
moment? Officially today, but I saw early screenings. There were public early screenings last night.
Oh, shit.
I reckon you actually really like it. You don't have to watch other movies to understand it. Give it a watch. I reckon you'd like it.
Yeah.
The next question, I want you to just say this name. Okay. Say that name.
Emma Myers.
All right.
Who is Emma Myers?
So,
buddy.
So, actress on movies and TV shows.
Gee, I actually think I know that name, eh?
Guess.
Isn't it Starlight off of The Boys? They're like blonde.
Nah. I know who you're talking about, but no. It's not. I'll give you a hint. Wednesday.
Oh, Jenna Ortega.
No, Emma Myers. No,
the other one.
I haven't seen Wednesday, eh?
Oh, you haven't
seen Minecraft movie.
Minecraft.
I haven't seen the Minecraft movie.
I'm
too broke to go.
Family Switch.
What's that?
He's not going to know. Yeah. Emma Myers is just an actress. I know you've probably seen the marketing for the Minecraft movie. It's the girl, maybe like 20s or something, the young one.
23.
Something like that. Yeah, of course he knows exactly. So,
isn't that like little kid like that?
No. Her, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The colorful
yeah.
girl on Wednesday. True.
Why? Why do you think we've brought that name up?
Well, I don't know why.
Celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't know what you guys talking about.
Oh, she's in Angry Birds.
She is going to be on Angry Birds.
The third one.
Yeah.
That's
kinda Angry
cool.
Birds 3.
Yeah.
Nah, like, everyone's got a celebrity crush. I'd say my celebrity crush is Jenna Ortega.
Damn.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Damn, I have too many. Be that chick from The Boys or Jenna Ortega.
No,
or
the girl from The Boys, the one that I don't think she speaks.
Oh, Kimiko.
Yeah.
She's all good. Yeah. All the hot chicks off there are pretty hot, but yeah.
But that's fine to be your celebrity crush if it is.
Hey, man, I ain't saying anything, but like,
so have you slid in probably, the
did you guys stalk my following on Instagram, or what is happening?
Nah, well, I just remember we went to the Minecraft premiere, they said the special guests were going to be there.
Oh, yeah, did they say Emma Myers was going to be there?
Nah, but we didn't know who the guests were. The guests were Rachel House?
Yeah, Rachel House.
And the boy from the Minecraft movie.
Mm.
And this guy was like, please be Emma Myers, please be Emma Myers.
Okay, here.
Bro, I didn't even want to watch the film after that, bro.
I'll let it slide since it was her birthday on that week.
On the same day, bro.
Wait, was it her birthday on that week?
It was.
How do you know that, bro?
Because she posted it up on her Instagram story.
Oh, right, hell.
Roll up the next question, bro. Roll up.
Yeah. All right.
I like it.
How long has she been your crush for?
Yeah, I didn't say crush.
How old is she, actually? 23, you said.
23.
How old are you?
I am 21.
I'm 22.
Gee, I ship it, eh? Why are you getting those
Yeah,
DMs
I ship that.
Mother, like,
I think he has.
I actually have, you guys want to...
Yeah, yeah, tell us.
Should I read out my DMs?
Is it just like a spam?
Hey, I'm... Nah, it's not a spam. I don't do spams around
here. Message you like after the movie. Good job on the movie.
Never mind.
So what did O'Shea Murphy text Emma Myers?
Okay, when it was her birthday on that week, I messaged, I'm 5 days late, but happy birthday, girl, with a red love heart and a praying emoji.
Anything
she
else?
Didn't respond.
Text her again right now. Hey, baby cakes, I think you didn't see my message.
Hey, babe, I know you're busy, but...
Hey, babe.
Slide over on the D-Lo.
I thought the Minecraft movie was fantastic. It's a chicken jockey.
Hey, Thursday. Hope you having a great day.
Oh, and I can't wait for season 2. Say that of Wednesday.
Wait.
And can't wait for season 2 on Wednesday.
Anything you're in, I'm there.
I'm in there.
Chicken jockey.
XX.
Oh, then do the X.
Do what? A separate XX.
You're going to be left on first base now.
I couldn't send the message. Let's see. I think I sent too much. But
what's the photo you sent?
It's a story. A story of my message. And I tagged her in and she didn't respond or anything. But we're getting there. Yeah. Possible collabs, like MMIs.
If you were to do a collab with her, what skit are you bringing her in?
What kind of content?
Minecraft
would you
movie in real life. You'd have to.
I want to make a movie.
What kind of movie, eh?
I want to make like an interesting movie, like a really, really good movie.
Would you be exploring much in this movie?
Okay, next question.
Storyline, yeah. Okay. Emma Myers and Dylan Minnette, the one on 13 Reasons Why.
Who's Dylan Minnette?
Clay Jensen.
Oh, yeah. The main guy.
Yeah, main guy.
Okay. I want to ask you one question, but I'm going to do something else first. It's called a conspiracy. So, I don't know if you saw the episode last week. I did a conspiracy about how pigeons are actually spies. Obviously, sure. I don't believe in this.
I think I called conspiracy.
What did I say?
Theories.
Oh, conspiracy theories. I said last week that pigeons are spies. Obviously, I don't actually believe that. Mm. But for the sake of it, I was the one that was trying to pitch it to my host. Guest. So, we've got another one. And I'm going to pitch it to both of you. I'll get both your thoughts on this.
I've got a good one after this as well.
Oh, yeah, we can do it as well.
I'm good for it.
So this one is ice cream vans are spies. So I've got some reasons. We'll go through them in depth. The first one is, have you noticed how ice cream vans don't just drive normally? They do drive-bys, like slow drive-bys.
So you think the fucking gangs,
you know,
are doing like,
yeah. No. Playing the music and driving slowly on the road.
Playing Snoop Dogg.
Are you ever like going for a walk and ice cream van is just going normal speed? No, it's just driving slowly to get its victims, you know?
To get its victims? I thought there was spies knocking.
No, to get its customers.
That's what I mean.
Just in case you get the kids. You know, if someone's too slow to run outside the house and all that, exactly. So they slow down.
Exactly. So what's your thoughts on that one?
That's crazy.
I think what I think is you're smoking too much pee and you're looking out your window too much and you think that people are spying on you.
Is you're just crazy. You're hiding something.
Schizophrenic.
You're hiding something. What are you hiding?
All right.
Nothing to hide.
The next one I don't agree with fully, but it depends how you put it. Drivers, the servers, they never talk unless they're serving you. So, have you ever had an ice cream guy come up to you, open up the thing, hey, how's it going? Or what have you guys been up to today? It's just, what ice cream do you want?
I've had them.
Yeah, this is why I put it on like a lower tier, because I don't know. Have you ever had a conversation with an ice cream man before?
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah? How'd that go?
I was like, was it okay? I don't have any money. Can I have some free lollies? And there's like, no. And then I asked like 5 more times and then he gave me free lollies.
Did he give you a chunky monkey?
I like that.
What is that?
Another one. Another one is the menu never changes. So you get that same SpongeBob ice cream thing.
I mean, there's not many variations.
The Looney Tunes ice cream. And then they're like, oh, that was actually sold out. It's just we got the vanilla and chocolate.
Okay, let's be real. At an ice cream van, you've got like one flavor of ice cream. You've got like a couple different cones and different toppings. Once you've got all those combinations, I feel like you can't. Get any more, so it wouldn't really change much.
What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like they're just lying. It's like,
well, they could be spies. That's what I'm saying.
How are they getting sold out?
All right, the next one is a question for you guys. Who's behind it?
I know who's behind it.
NASA.
John Key.
What?
John Key. Oh my God. He's behind it.
Why?
John Key.
Yeah, John Key, that ponytail puller. He's getting his revenge on gangs.
Yeah, but ice cream vans have been around way before us.
Yeah, but like,
to who started
it? John Key.
Okay, how old is John Key?
He's probably like 60 or something.
Ice cream vans been around for 60 years, right?
Yeah. Nah,
are you saying who started ice cream trucks?
No, who's running this? Like, there's obviously some Mission Impossible massive room like NASA. They've got TV screens up everywhere, but like 100 people on their office desk watching. Like, who's organizing the vans?
Personally, I think someone had this great idea to be like, you know what? Instead of having a store, why not have a truck so you can give out ice cream? and then like people was inspired by that. And
nah, that's
you guys are just crazy.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Okay, the next
one. I got a good theory. Have you ever heard about the flat earth theory?
Obviously, my yeah. God. Why?
So my theory, and I'm pretty sure it's real, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed when the sun rises and set, it sits in the same place?
What do you? Yeah. You, oh my god.
Like, we're actually on a flat earth, bro. Like, okay, if we're on a sphere, wouldn't we just fall off of it? Like, okay, when we're driving.
Let me explain. If this world was flat, we would have been spinning crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But since it's just a circle, it's spinning slowly.
Yeah, but like, we would spin off of it, right?
We wouldn't actually, because why of not? The gravity.
Nah, but like, gravity's not strong enough to hold me, mate.
Is this a statement you're going to stand by? The Earth is flat?
Yep.
Do you stand by this? What do you think? Is the Earth flat or round?
Let's put it this way. Okay, what about no, wait. It's round, yeah. But what if the ice cream vans want us to think it's round?
No, okay. What if the Earth is round, but have you guys ever heard of the hollow Earth theory? That like in the end, so at the top of the world, there's not the North and the South Pole. That's just psyops by the American government.
Yeah.
There's actually just the Antarctic in the center that's guarded by like these 20-foot titans. And, like, have you ever noticed on satellite images when you look at, like, the North and South Pole, why it's just white?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because they're hiding it and they're blurring it on Google Maps.
Because that's where the ice cream factories are.
No, it's where the...
Why are you bringing... Okay, you're traumatized or something like that. You traumatized?
It's, but so this is where the inside of the hole goes. Where Tip Top is. And then you can, like, fly in through the center.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, hollow and it's, like, this advanced civilization of, like, flying cars and, like... strippers on top of buildings and shit.
All right, let's.
There's only one way to figure it out: is you actually go there.
Yeah, we should go there.
You.
That's another.
No, we.
Yeah, you.
No, you first. To get so to you can be the first victim to victim. See how it is, and then tell us before you know something happens.
But then if I die, but the government might kill me for finding out.
Well,
that's we need why to you, know together.
That's why no, because they're all gonna just kill us.
Nah, but like together. At least we're gonna know with the truth. And you're like, if you die, if I die before you know, you'll never be like, oh, he never knew, you know. So if you come with me, you'll be like, I knew, and I can die knowing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, last guy.
We can come back to that at the end. Let's put a pin in that. There's Titans and the hollow Earth. Let's get back to the ice cream. I got a couple more points quickly. Okay, the last three. Ice cream never melts. Okay.
I think you're smoking perks. Ice cream does. Melt.
Okay. This is a true one. Ready? Okay. This is a true one. They always know your schedule, so you and your mates just happen to be hanging out at the playground. How do they know that? They pull up like, I knew you guys were here. How did they know that?
They put micro trackers in you when you're kids.
There we
and
go.
Then they like
could actually be, that's a fairy. Have, that's a fairy.
They have GPSs in the front. So they'll see trackers and it'll be like a cluster and then they'll be like,
yep.
All these clusters around. They'll be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get these kids.
Yep. Satellite dishes filming us. But yeah, that's all I got for the ice cream. Did you have any?
Was that all like based on true story? Like, how did they know I was there? Like,
exactly. How did they know I was there?
I don't know.
Listen, and your mates just happened to be playing in the playground.
Who?
No, just your mates just happened to be hanging out in the playground, and then all of a sudden the ice cream truck comes in.
Yeah.
How did he know we were there? We've only been here for 5 minutes.
How did who know you there?
The ice cream guy.
Oh, they just go to all the streets they can.
And they just happen to be at the one where we arrived five minutes ago.
They're running the street corners, bro.
They run the street corners. They've got eyes everywhere. The TikTok factory. Has anybody even been to the TikTok factory before?
I have.
I know I have as a kid. But that was when I was a kid.
Gee, have you ever been to the Temu factory?
The what? Temu factory?
Temu China or something?
Yeah, it's the child slave labor.
All right, we'll move away from the conspiracy theories.
Oh.
We've got one of my personal favorites.
I have one question to jump in.
Okay, like, and then we'll hit like, to the next segment.
Good transition.
Yeah. Okay.
What are your thoughts on fracking?
On what?
Fracking?
What's that?
The process that's used to remove oil from the earth.
I'm okay with it.
Sweet.
I mean, oil is expensive, and
Do you think it's good for the environment to frack?
I mean, is that even a word?
It is. It actually is.
All right. The next segment's about you, okay? Oh, let's get ready. Jamie, can I have some chips?
Is that okay?
There's none left.
You motherfucker. Sorry. Jamie's love life update. Could you just... So, take it away. This is yours.
I don't know what to say.
Well, what it is Jamie doesn't have a girlfriend. We got to get him a girlfriend. Mm. So, give us the update. What's been happening on Tinder or Bumble or whatever's been happening.
How old are you?
Older than you, buddy.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, bro. I was thinking like 30, 35.
You thought he was 30.
Reaching 40.
Fuck off, bro.
Did you think he was 30?
I'm pretty sure we're like similar in age.
How old do you think I am?
Phoenix is...
Holy shit.
He's an uncle.
Do you know how old I am?
With all this attitude, I'd say like 20, 23.
1 year up.
1 year old,
24. But please, take it away.
Your onk.
Take it away.
Take it away, onk.
Take me away. Nothing.
No updates?
Nope.
Haven't met any girl on Tinder or anything?
No new prospects.
Anyone?
No new fish in the sea.
Really?
They all have chlamydia.
Any victims?
Victims? Damn, bro. Damn, what you think I'm doing to these girls?
I don't know, what are you?
Nothing, because there ain't any, but...
Have you not met up with anyone?
Not one.
Not recently.
Like
no updates at all, really?
Past year. What about the past year?
Oh, yeah, in the past year, yeah.
Yeah, he slept with his friend, that's what you said last time, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't need to remind me of that, yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's on an episode, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, either way.
Are you guys cool?
Yeah, we're good.
Do it again, or...?
Yeah, but like, on the... D-low, yeah.
On the down low.
But like life's good. Life is like Roblox.
Okay. What about you? Any updates in your love life? You seen anyone? Not seen anyone? You don't have to say if you don't want to. You can be pass and we'll just leave it at that.
We all know secretly O'Shea's a man with the ladies. Many ladies.
I already told you, eh? I told you recently what happened with a girl.
Wait, oh. I can cut this bit out. Do you want to talk about it? Because I can cut this bit out.
I want to, but like, I don't know if she's going to see this. Now, you know what? I'll say it since she did this.
Oh, it's a good story.
Don't
sit back for this. This is a good story. Go for
it. Nah, you know what? I was with a girl. She was my type at first, but like when I like really, really met her... Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what was this? So, like, you know, I was giving it time to see if it was just a one-time feeling. But nah, like, I felt like I just wanted to break up with her because I didn't like her, right? But before I did...
Wait, but you guys weren't even dating.
No, we were. We were dating for about 2 weeks.
Mm.
It was getting serious. And then before, like, I could break up with her because I wanted to be honest, I found out she had a boyfriend this whole time.
Eh?
She had a boyfriend this whole time.
What?
Yeah. So.
Nah, you're all.
True story.
What the
true
fuck?
Story.
True story.
That's good.
She had a boyfriend this whole time. So
imagine. Can I just add really
quick? Did you message her mans?
Nah. And the funny thing is, the man knew like we were like you know, hanging out and doing all that stuff, and yeah, he's cool with it. I think that guy's
a bit of a cuck.
Imagine your girl cheats on you with a guy with 300,000 followers on social media.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Wait, G. What was this chick's name?
No, you're not gonna know them.
No. Okay,
wait, don't put
say,
it in here. Don't
okay,
put it
let's
in here.
let's. I'll
don't say
my
this.
Story.
Don't say
I'll
the name.
Explain my story.
Can I keep this story on the thing though?
Yeah, I have a mate, who's been with his missus for probably like 3-4 years now. This needs to be cut out. She cheated.
Well, no. Well, then don't say it. Then
we'll
don't
just,
say
we'll
it.
Cut
then.
Out this little bit.
No. Don't put it.
What,
in
what,
then.
I want to know who this is.
Okay, just you know. Oh, you want to know who this person?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It won't be the same.
Say it. No.
Do I have to use editing and blur that out now?
Just cut that like part out of it.
I think I forgot her name, actually. See,
clip. Was she like Māori?
Yeah, she's Māori.
Tall?
Nah.
Not like tall, but like tallish, nah, same height as you?
Like over here when I stand up.
Gee, how tall are you?
Like 5'11", 5'10".
Okay, fuck.
All right, let's move on.
We didn't have the same girl, bro.
Yeah. let's talk about content now. Let's get serious and talk about some of your content. So you've switched things up. What's the reason behind it?
The reason behind it is because I was doing too much damn New Zealand videos. Like I enjoyed doing it and I got a lot of views, right? But like I realized that wasn't the reason why I started doing content. The reason why I started doing content was because of acting. I wanted to make my own like acting videos and all that. So I completely changed it and stopped doing New Zealand videos because of acting. And now my videos now that I'm posting is more cinematic, more like a movie type stuff. And I just want to get back. I just want to get serious with acting. That's why I changed. That is exactly why I changed. Yeah.
Well, we're now...
Okay, wait, hold up. Yeah. What are your thoughts, actually, about my new content?
That's exactly what I was about to say. I really, like... So, you go first. Have you seen his new content?
Switch? Yeah, I follow him.
Yeah, you go first.
Damn, I like the New Zealand content, personally. But I also like that other form of content that, like, you're similar to the O'Shakes sort of
yeah.
content.
Yeah. One of my inspirations is from his content.
I like that content to a certain point, but if I see too much of it in a day, like, because for some reason my feed will show me, like, 20 The O'Shakes videos in one day, and they're not shot for, like, 2 weeks. So I just get, like, a burst of them, and I don't know, I just get really sick of it after seeing it over and over and over and over again, but... If it's balanced well, it can work pretty well.
Yeah. It's like, it has to be really interesting and good.
And really funny. Yeah.
And funny, yeah. Like a strong hook that, that really catches.
Kind of like Jamie, I also miss New Zealand content. You're really good at it.
Mm.
But I also I respect what you're doing. You want to do what you want to do. You know, you want to switch up the content, change it up. Yeah. And I like the content. I actually do. Obviously, I miss the New Zealand stuff. But I also like the new stuff.
But what?
No, I think it's good.
Oh, you think it's good?
Yeah, I like it. I like that just you're doing what you want to do. You know what I mean? You're happy. You want to switch it up. And your acting is good. And it's like, put it this way, like your old New Zealand skits compared to the videos you do now, like which one shows your acting? You know what I mean? The new stuff.
Yeah.
You're showing some really good acting in it. Yeah. That's why he's going to be in my movie, right, this year?
Yes, sir.
He's going to cinemas in Rialto in November. I got
his trust.
No, I really like it. I like it.
Thank you,
man. Again, I'd miss some... You could chuck in a little New Zealand content if you like, but do what you
want to
do.
I don't want to.
No, fair enough, then.
So when I was doing New Zealand content, I was having this, like, certain accent that I've always had. Like, that's hoary and all that kind of stuff.
Hoary accent,
hoary and all that stuff. But then I'm like, oh, it's starting to sound a bit ugly now. So, like, I had to, like, you know... use proper English or something like that.
Yeah.
So I can't stand the hoary accent, man.
I don't know about you, but whenever I do my hoary accent, I feel like, I'm like, fuck, man, I want to shoot myself. I sound so fucking hoary right now. Like,
it's not even like, because you do a lot of like this movie scene, but it's not even that. Like you do, what the one I really liked was... The one you did, I think it was yesterday, the Disney Channel one. Hacking.
Oh, yeah, you like
that. Because that's so accurate.
Yeah.
That's so accurate. So, it's like real cheesy and cringe, because what it is.
I've never played a nerd character, so I had to learn.
What about the one when he's like he's standing up? And then I looked at the comments. He's like insulting so many gangs right now.
Gang signs and shit. I was like, you're like counting and shit. I was like,
that was actually the point of the video.
113.
Yeah, it looked like they were doing gang signs.
Were you watching like YouTube reels and saw those kids counting and just saw them like doing their fingers? You're like,
the thing that got off for me was the shirt you're wearing and how you stood up with your eyes. You were like,
yeah.
113, and then the clap at the end.
I did a few more takes, but like the first take I took, it was, you know, it was...
Bro, the one that's like, that's what got me. I was like, what the
There fuck? Was more lines after that, but I cut it out with a clap.
Yeah, no, it was good. No, I keep up that content. I like it.
I fuck with it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I fuck you. With it. I fuck with it. Any, like, you were in a movie, a little short film, right?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Hersey?
I don't even know, like, Hersey. Hearsay.
Was it good?
It was, I don't know. It was good in my mind until I actually watched a film. And then,
like the execution wasn't.
So yeah. Like I watched a film, like when I was filming on it, when I was acting on it on set, like, it felt good.
You felt like really Leonardo good. DiCaprio.
Yeah. It felt like I was like, this is the film. But then the editor kind of screwed up. I can't lie.
But yeah, so it went to, what cinema did it go to?
It's by AUT, it's the theatres.
Oh, the one you went to, the Auckland Academy Cinema.
Yeah, did you go there too?
That's where my film last year premiered.
Oh, right.
It was cool. I have one bit of, I haven't seen the film yet, but there's a reason behind it. I have one criticism, not for you. I don't know where to find it.
YouTube,
but like when I go on the guy's Instagram and I go to his link, it takes me to a completely different YouTube channel and I can't see it there.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, send me the link because I'm interested. I want to watch it. How long is it?
Oh, 30 it's 36 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Minutes. Yeah, it has like just over 1,000 views now.
Oh, that's good.
On YouTube, yeah. So that's
the guy who directed it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He followed me a few months ago. I followed him back. He does like music videos and stuff too. Eh?
Yeah. So he really wants to become like a big director, and I'm really happy for him, bro. It's just when I watched a film that I was in recently, one of his films. There was a couple things that I didn't like the lighting, the audio that was really bad. Don't worry, I already told him this, and also someone's acting in it. Someone's acting in the film was really
shit.
It wasn't what I expected. I was expecting great things.
You thought they were going to be a good actor and they were dog shit, bro. Fuck. Just say it, bro.
Just say it.
Don't beat around the bush.
He's ass. Just say it.
I mean, yeah. That's why
you quit your job, bro. You're a shit actor.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But there's always room for improvement.
Is there someone we know?
No, of course not. There's no one we know.
No, I don't know. Do you know anyone that was on the
film? I don't recognize anybody, no.
I was really hoping it was someone like we knew about y'all.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the podcast. There's two small segments really quickly. One of them, I want to start a birthday thing.
Okay.
So to the people that they're listening, if it's your friend's birthday this coming week and you want to DM us your friend's name and a little message you want to say to them, like if you want to say, fuck you, it's your birthday, we'll say, hey, it's this guy's birthday, fuck you. But to start off, I promised my girlfriend I'd say happy birthday to her. So happy birthday. Say happy birthday.
Hello.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But
ni hao.
Yeah. If you DM Jamie.
Konnichiwa.
Or me, did you say ni hao? You said it right. Konnichiwa. You said ni hao. That's racist.
What? No.
Oh, did I say it right?
You said it right.
I said hello in a wrong language.
She's Japanese.
Oh, right.
That's not racist getting the language wrong.
Okay.
The camera is tilted a bit this way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to, if you DM Jamie or me or just the Alright podcast, like even get your mates to do it. Like be like, yo, Jamie, it's my mate's birthday this week. Can you tell him to go fuck himself on
just
the podcast?
Just message Phoenix because I won't respond.
Okay, just message me then. And yeah, the last one is a goal of the week. So what's a goal of the week you have? It could be something big or small. Okay. Take out the trash.
The goal of the week is for one video to at least reach 20K views, man. I have been stuck like below 20K for a very long time. Yeah, I know I flopped after I finished the New Zealand content.
You know what might help for that 20K? Putting the hashtag FYP on your videos.
I do it all the time.
Fuck.
I do it all the time on every video.
You do the FYP with a smiley face, right?
I do that.
That's where I got the idea from. I saw it on
there. Actually, I saw that on Theo Shakes' description.
What's
he puts like hundreds of hashtags.
Yeah.
On TikTok?
On both.
on Instagram. Is it worth putting heaps of hashtags?
Yeah. Not heaps, especially.
I don't want to overdo it.
Especially on TikTok, not heaps.
What's a max, do you reckon?
6 to 8. The max, like 12.
Yeah. I had my first video like not long ago that got over like 100K. Mm-hmm. My first video got over 100K 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I might have told you. Did I tell you about it?
Nah.
The one where the pee prank.
Oh, yeah, pee prank.
Oh, yeah, that was a good video.
Bro, it was such a random... That's pretty funny. And then she decides to leave the country. I can't make more of her. Gotcha. What's your goal of the week?
Damn, bro, make it through the week.
Yeah, no, that's a fair goal. You might die. I don't know. Yeah, if you don't die.
Hey, bless you, bro. I pray for you.
Yeah. No, you won't die. You're not going to die. My goal of the week is to edit this podcast to have it released by Sunday.
God, yes, sir.
So what's your final quote to the world, an inspirational quote?
My final quote to the world.
Life is like Roblox.
Emma Myers, if you're listening.
Chipotle.
What is O'Shea Murphy's quote to the world?
Okay, my quote to the world, everyone. This is... I'm talking to myself also, is if you want to have a change to whatever you want to do, like, that's okay. That's okay. But when you change, just keep trying, bro. Keep changing until you feel comfortable.
Amen.
Yeah. And Emma Myers, wait, hold up.
Emma Myers. Brought up Emma Myers.
Possibly if she sees this.
Cheer, baby girl.
Okay, yeah, you're scaring her away. You see this? You're scaring her away, but like, okay, I'm manifesting, all right? I'm gonna be in a movie or a TV show in the future with her. The end. Amen.
You could be dating her.
Could be, but let's see if she like actually likes boys in the future.
What? Why? Does she have a.
Are you gonna be trans?
She's getting pretty fruity on Wednesday, I can't lie.
Are you gonna be trans for her?
No.
Oh.
No.
Shit.
No.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys next time. And O'Shea again in 1 year's time.
Yeah.
May 4th, 2026.
One year's time, we're going to be asking the same question. So I'll see you in 2026.
Go do the clap
for
us.
Look at me now. Am I going to change? Who knows?
Do the...